So before we get started this week, just a quick rundown of the show's going to be a little different. We recorded some Donald Trump erotica. It's a 3-chapter book that you can find on Amazon. It's called The Billionaire and the Bellboy. The first chapter is going to play before our actual show, and then if you want to, the last 2 chapters are going to play after. So without further ado, let's start with chapter 1, The Mysterious Meeting. It all started one fateful afternoon in summer of 2012. I was working as a bellboy at the Trump Hotel in Hong Kong on an internship program. It was marvelous. I come from a very small farm town in Michigan, and this was my first time in a big city. I loved everything about it. It was all I could have ever dreamed of and more. But little did I know, it was all about to change. I was stacking someone's tacky luggage when the door behind me swept open. My loins trembled as the scent of toupee adhesive and spray tan swept through my nasal cavity. I wanted nothing more than to turn around and see the golden god behind these scents, but I couldn't move. I was frozen. There was a tap on my shoulder. "Young man," the voice said. I thought to myself, oh my god, could this be him? There was only one way to be sure. I gathered all of my strength and turned around. Was I hallucinating? This couldn't be real. It was him. It was Donald. He stood there in front of me like a tall stallion with his oily orange skin glistening in the sunlight as if he were a soggy Cheeto, his hair unkempt and messy like a gorgeous rat's nest. He was beautiful. More beautiful than I could have ever dreamed. Yes, sir, I said nervously. I need you to bring these bags up to my room, he said sternly, like a grandfather upset that a news broadcast interrupted Jeopardy. His voice wrapped around my body like queso around a smothered burrito. I was unable to speak. What is this feeling I'm having? I forced myself to speak, but only the word what would come out. I don't have all fucking day, you loser, he said next. I'm so sorry, sir, I whimpered as I grabbed his bags. I'll get these up to you immediately. He shook his head and trotted off towards the elevator. As he got further and further, my eyes continued to be glued to his rear end. His gorgeous ass flapped behind him like a mouth-watering stack of pancakes in his pants. My hunger for pancakes had never been stronger. And that's when it happened. He looked back. He caught me staring at his donk. He could have me immediately had me fired for this, but he didn't. Instead, he smiled and continued to hop on the elevator. What is happening? Am I losing my mind? I didn't come here to find love, but did love find me? No, it couldn't be. I ran to the bathroom and splashed cold water on my face. This is insane. I must be crazy, I said to myself in the mirror as the cold water dripped down my face in uniform. I stood there for minutes just looking into my reflection. I gathered myself, dried off, and went to the front desk. I need to take a break, I demanded from Helen, the hotel manager. That's fine, be back in 15, she growled at me. I hope 15 minutes is enough time for me to figure out what the fuck is going on. I was almost out the door before the phone rang. Helen stopped me. Wait, she yelled at me as she hung up the phone. Take those bags up to Mr. Trump's room before you go on break. He needs them now, and he asked specifically that you bring them. He did what? He asked for me specifically to bring them? Why me? So many questions raced through my mind like a cool teenager on Heelys in a mall. I gathered Mr. Trump's luggage and headed for the elevator. His luggage said, "Made in China," on it. How ironic. My heartbeat was faster than the elevator as it ticked upwards. I wonder why he asked for me. What could this be about? I wonder if he likes me. How could he just like me? He just met me. Ding! The elevator rang as we reached the penthouse. I walked down the hall to his door. I've walked this hall many times, but never before has it seemed this long. It felt like an eternity. I wiped the sweat from my forehead and put my hand up to his door to knock. He answered the door wearing only a robe. The robe opened just enough for me to see his beautiful, saggy chest. A chest that would give Betty White a run for her money. Finally, I've been waiting, he complained, and he took his bag and slammed the door. My heart sank. I guess he just wanted his bags? As soon as I began to pick up the pieces of my shattered heart, the door whipped open again. I almost forgot, he said as he handed me a wad of money as a tip and a piece of paper. Don't be late, he said in a smile as he closed the door once more. I stood there paralyzed, holding what looked like hundreds of dollars in this note. What was this note? I pulled it from the money and held it up. The note said, "Be back here at 8 p.m. and get yourself something nice to wear." My knees trembled as I read it. This couldn't be happening, but it was. I told Helen I wasn't feeling well and left work early. I couldn't be there anymore. I needed to go home. In a lifetime. Michael Beverly's podcast, episode 52.
Episode 52, you say?
Episode 52.
Now, didn't I say last time that this was my favorite number? Okay, so we've got a good show for you tonight. And I say tonight, even though you may be listening to this at any time of the day.
But we're recording this at night, so we got a good show for you tonight.
And so what do we talk about on this show that we call Michael Beverly's Unnamed Podcast? My name is Marshall Bailey.
My name is Michael Beverly. This podcast is named after me because it's my podcast.
Oh, I thought it was named after me, Michael.
Shut the fuck up, Marshall.
And you know, when we first started this podcast, you're like, next week we'll just call it Marshall Bailey's Unnamed Podcast.
I did not fucking say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you never said anything like that. But this is a podcast about anything you want it to be. Just tell us what to talk about and we'll talk about it. But being that no one ever tells us what to talk about, we talk about whatever we goddamn well please. So if you have a problem with that, you can record all of our podcasts and tell your friends about it. Because we need publicity whether you like the show or not.
So tell – if you want to – if you hate our show, you just absolutely hate it, feel free to go to your friends and say, man, you got to listen to this podcast. It's total fucking bullshit. And then they'll go to their friends and tell them our podcast is bullshit. And then they'll tell their friends that our podcast is bullshit. And before you know it, we're the next Nerdist.
And you know what really grinds my gears,
what
Michael?
What grinds your gears?
When people go on the internet and they go on iTunes and they're like, God damn.
This podcast is five fucking stars.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that so much when that happens.
Oh, but and if I had a nickel every time we got a five-star rating, I'd have just about money, as much money as I do now.
And you know what's fucking worse?
What's worse, Michael?
When people go to our goddamn Facebook page and hit the fucking like button.
Oh, I hate it. Then I get a notification, and it's like, oh, you came out of nowhere and just liked our page? How did you find us? Hi, how's it going? I'm glad you liked your podcast. I mean, welcome to Michael Beverly's Unnamed Podcast.
Holy shit.
Okay, now for reals.
For reals.
We're going to be talking about...
Let's see, what have we been talking about? Man, I've been surrounded by political news all fucking week.
That's why we're not going to talk about politics.
But we could talk about Donald Trump.
We could talk about Donald Trump.
And you know what gets you views? Talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah. We'll get at least half the views. Which, out of America.
Speaking of which, if you enjoyed, for some reason, the first chapter of the Donald Trump erotica that we were reading, you can find the rest of it. I know I'm going to post all of it on YouTube. I'm not sure if I'm going to post the audio on our like iTunes page.
You mean you got that swapped? You said, I'm not sure if we'll release the audio to our erotica.
Oh, shit.
So it's just going to be a silent video of Donald Trump erotica.
I'm releasing the entire, like, us reading it. It's all going on YouTube, the entire thing. I'm not sure yet if I'm going to put all of the audio on our podcast page as well. So, first chapter's in this episode. The other three are going to be online somewhere.
Somewhere. You'll have to look for it. And have fun.
Have fun typing Donald Trump erotica into your Google search bar. Or Bing. You can use whatever you want, really.
Yeah, Bing has pretty pictures. I mean, you'll come for one thing, but then stay to just stare at, like, the extremely high-resolution pictures.
Is that really Bing's thing?
That's thing for me. I mean, they don't have just their, like, normal logo. They have, like, every day they have a new, really beautiful picture.
Oh, and I with forgot some, they have, like, that background.
With some, like, factoids and stuff. And that's what I do. I was like, I'm going to do this research. I'm going to get this paper done. And first thing I need to do is go on Bing and to search all the helpful things. But, oh, wow, that's beautiful. What is that little creature or that landscape? And then there's this little square there, and I mouse over, and it's like, oh, this is a thing about things. And it's like, oh, really? But then there's, like, a little arrow at the bottom right where you can go back to see, like, the previous pictures from, like, the past week.
Oh, well.
So I do that for, like, a half hour. I mean, it shouldn't take me a half hour, but since I really don't want to do that thing, I extend it out for a half hour.
Anyway, Marshall, how have you been? Because we didn't record last week, and we have a reason for not recording last week.
Yeah. I mean, I wish you guys would just get off our case. I mean, we're busy people.
We almost died.
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
Okay, so why we didn't record. So you weren't going to record me last week. I was going to do an episode with Joe. We were going to record Wednesday. But then on Wednesday, they were like, hey, there's a tornado coming.
Oh yeah.
That was last week.
I completely repressed that traumatic experience.
So I was just like, guess that's not happening this week.
Nope. So we had like sirens blaring and people were screaming from the rooftops.
They weren't doing that. I always get them mixed up. I always get them mixed up. What? Is the watch that there is like a tornado forming? Or is the warning that there's a tornado forming?
I think watch is the more dangerous one.
Well, we got an email saying there's a tornado warning. And I was like, all right, well, I'm on my way home anyway. So I'm walking home. And right as I get to our street, I get another email that's like, you should go inside right now.
And meanwhile, you're just reading and it's all caps. I mean, the only thing they were leaving out, well, I think they might have even had exclamation marks.
It was all caps with an exclamation point. This is, you get, go inside. Like,
get water, go underground.
So, like, I get home and you're just sitting on the couch. Our third roommate was at school. And so, like, we're just sitting, we're standing at the windows looking out, which I don't think you're supposed to do.
No, that's the worst thing to do.
But, man,
because then, like, a cow or, like, a tree branch. A school or something will, like, just come through a window.
But, like, so.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I just had a total brain fart. Anyway, so the sirens are going off, and I'm just, like, and I'm getting pictures from people at the college, and they evacuated everyone into the basement. Meanwhile, like, I remember we had, like, a recycling bin outside, and it blew across the street because the wind was blowing so hard.
It was very, very windy. It was one of the windiest states. Like, it was hurricane-force winds.
Yeah.
So, tornado-force winds.
And I was like, Marshall, should we have gone to the school? Because it's too late now. Like, we have to stay here. And you were just like, oh.
I wasn't really worried about it at all. I mean, I'm sure somewhere in Salisbury there are trailer parks that will take the brunt of the blow.
Apparently, like, something touched down in Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The storm was that massive?
Apparently.
Wow.
So, and I think someone died. That could have been us, Marshall.
Oh, my God. That was so close.
It's like... Meanwhile, the dog was like freaking out, and she was like barking like crazy. And I'm like, she knows something that I don't. She knows we're all going to fucking die.
If like we should have let the dog out, and like I'm gonna say it's gonna sound terrible. We should have put her outside.
What?
Then wherever she ran, we should have followed her. Because they have all those instincts that, like, I gotta take shelter, and I just know the perfect place to do it. Like, Mexico or something.
She probably would have just hid under the porch, like all the stray cats that live in our neighborhood.
Well, that's probably the safest place. We should have hid under the porch, because that's the closest we have to a basement.
You said to me, man, I guess I'm finally, like, it's finally a good thing that I have a bedroom with no windows.
Yeah. And, so I was wondering... We have a small window in our bathroom. So I was thinking, should I go in my bedroom that has no windows, or should I do what they sometimes say to defend yourselves from tornadoes and bear attacks.
Climb
in pretend the bathtub and throw, like, the mattress over top of the bathtub.
I've never heard that before. I remember you saying something about it, like, during all that, but I wasn't paying attention. So I figured you were just making shit up.
No, no, I've heard it. I haven't heard it in a while. It could be an old wives' tale or something.
I mean, I guess if
it's
something,
odd
like,
old wives' tale.
Blew into your, like, if something was going to, because it's not the tornado itself that kills you, right? It's the, like, stuff hitting you.
Usually, unless you're very unlucky and it picks you up and throws you far, far away.
Well, so I guess to defend yourself against, like, stuff from hitting you, you should just, yeah, cover yourself with a mattress, because that's soft and they would just bounce right off.
And I think bathtubs usually, like, survive things.
Hey, man,
bathtubs are built sturdy.
I watched Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. If a refrigerator can survive a nuclear blast,
I assume a
bathtub can survive a tornado.
Can you imagine if our roommate came in and
you and I were in the bathtub?
You were in the bathtub. I was in the refrigerator. It's like, close the door, lock it, quick. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
We got one. We got, did we get a Snapchat from a friend of ours that was like hiding in her bathroom with the lights turned off?
Just on the phone with parents. It's like, what do I do?
So yeah, that's why we didn't record last week, because we almost died.
Yeah, I mean, and we're busy, busy people.
Dude, it's been so busy.
I got hit by the first wave of, not tornadoes, tests.
Yeah. I sat down and I made a list and I was like, what do I have to do? I have to write this, I have to research this, I have to memorize this, I have to study this, I have to write this. I was like, holy shit, I have so much to do. Like, the semester's in full swing now. Like, we're hitting the point where I have to decide, what can I put off till the last minute?
Like, that hasn't always been on top priority in your mind?
I mean, whenever I'm in a play, it's what happens. And it's going to happen this time, too. Especially once, like, we're actually performing. I'm not going to do anything. Which means the day the play ends, I'm going to be like, holy shit, I need to play catch up so fucking bad. That's exactly what's going to happen. And it happens every time. Every single time.
Yeah.
You're going to hear about it, guys.
I didn't do great on my first wave of tests.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I mean, it could have gone a lot worse. I mean, I could have just literally failed all of them.
We might flunk out. We might have to pray that this podcast thing takes off.
Yeah, yeah. But God, I hope it doesn't take off, because I hate it when people leave 5-star reviews.
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
So, and yeah, I got like a middle C on one.
Oh, I got like a 68.
And like low B on something that is like, I got like a 96 on that. I ended up getting like 15 points lower than I thought I did. But that's school.
That's school. School sucks. Let's not talk about it. You know what we can talk about?
What can we talk about?
You know what I was watching while I was waiting for your ass to get up here?
Erotica?
No, ew. It was they had a Nintendo Direct today.
Oh, what news does Nintendo bring from far off lands?
We're getting a new Monster Hunter game.
God damn it. So I'm not sure how many of you are still listening from back in the early days. Early days, but you know, pre reawakening of the podcast. But we went like five
episodes where we just talked about Monster Hunter every single week.
And it just happened to be on episodes that, like, there's a month where I just wasn't on the podcast. Michael was recording with other people.
And we just talked about it every week.
If I was on the podcast, I'd be like, Michael, we got to stop talking about Monster Hunter.
This was at the time where you still listened to every single episode that we published.
I almost still do.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, it's a healthy thing, because I'd be like, I'll listen to it and I'll be like, Michael, you fucked up in the editing. Fix it. And you'll be like, all right. And so it's a good thing that I listen to it.
Freaking. Anyway, so they announced a new Monster Hunter. They announced a new.
Wait, didn't they already announce new Monster Hunter?
They announced it for the West.
Okay, so they're just saying that it's coming
out.
Over.
It's
okay.
Coming out this year, too. They announced a JRPG from Atlus that basically looks like Persona, but it's not Persona. They announced a new Kirby game that looks adorable. But the best part, the funniest part, Marshall, have you heard of a game called Metroid Federation Force?
Federation?
Mm-hmm.
I know Metroid. That's the one with where the girl's in the suit of armor, and in the first game at the end, it's like, oh my god, it's a girl, and she's such a badass.
Well, this is a new game
I've
that's
never
coming
actually played
out.
Any of them.
It's a new game that's coming out on the 3DS that's a four-player co-op shooter on the 3DS.
And it's in the Metroid?
Yeah, but you don't play as Samus.
Ooh,
so
that's going to brush people the wrong way.
They announced it last year at E3, and it did brush people the wrong way. Well, this Nintendo Direct, they put aside almost 10 minutes. The director came out, named Tanabe, and he was just like basically saying, this is why the game's going to be good. This is why the game's going to be good. And he was basically like, because people have been complaining nonstop. And it was hysterical. Also really sad. I also clocked out for 10 minutes because I don't give a fuck about Metroid Federation Force.
I don't really care about Metroid, but that's coming from a person that's never touched
the game.
There's
a lot of people that say Metroid is their favorite Nintendo series.
Or even been in the same room while somebody was playing it.
I've played a few.
Yeah, right.
You played Super Smash Brothers.
I've played with that girl in the blue suit, the Zero suit, and then the person in the armor with the gun arm.
That's Samus.
That is also the girl. And yeah, she's blonde.
Yes, she is.
She's a strong female character. Does she talk? Does she ever talk?
They tried that. They did a game called Metroid Other M. And they were like, this is the prequel and her backstory, and she's going to talk. And she was basically a moody teenager, so everyone hated it. I mean, that's not the only reason everyone hated it, but I feel like that's the quickest way to sum up why everyone hated it.
Well, it was also on the Wii. And
there's good games on the Wii.
Yeah.
Pretty much every first-party game that came out on the Wii is all right.
I'm talking out of my ass a little bit, but I think the games that did well on the Wii were the games that either took full support of, like, were built around the motion controls, or ones that completely ignored them.
Oh, no. Look at Skyward Sword. Skyward Sword was atrocious.
No, I'm talking about, like, Just Dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Just Dance was really successful. Or it's a Nintendo game, which is always Nintendo's problem. It's always like, if you're not a Nintendo game, you're normally not profitable on the Wii.
Yeah. I remember before I realized that, like, what the Wii was, I got, what was it? Call of Duty?
Oh, God.
Like,
I did too. Don't worry. I've got the same thing happened to me.
This isn't good. Then I went to my cousin's house, and he was playing it on, like, the 360 or something. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Wait.
This is so much.
Don't we have the same game? This is really pretty and fun.
One of the first games I got when I got my Wii was Twilight Princess. And I was like, oh, this will be so cool. I use the remote like a sword, and I can slash it. No, you just, like, wiggle it around, and you start slashing your sword.
Yeah, it's the Wii.
It's the Wii.
So what do you think?
The commercials were good, though.
We
would like to play.
Yeah, those were really good
commercials.
When did it go wrong? Because they marketed the Wii U
horribly.
Terribly.
I think it's the name.
Yeah, but they could have done something with it. Just gotten those same, like, commercial guys and
just bring them back
and do the same kind
of
like spin-off commercial.
Isn't one of them dead?
I have no idea.
I think one of them was the CEO of Nintendo that died a while back.
Oh shit.
So now they can't.
I take that back.
Or maybe it was Miyamoto. He's not dead.
So what do you think? They haven't announced it yet, but it's like rumored, but
what,
it's
the
like
NX?
A certain thing. Yeah. They're coming out eventually. They're going to announce a new platform for Nintendo.
Oh, they already said that they're going to show it around E3.
Well, they're going to announce this thing at E3 called the NX. It's probably just codename. They're going to name it something much worse later.
The Wii 2. The Wii 2 would have worked. They'll call it the Wii.
Well, what do you think? Will they, because this is right on the coattails of
or the GameCube 2.
Of the Wii U. Will they do all this outlandish stuff with their...
What if they call it the new Wii U?
Oh, God. No.
Could you fucking imagine? Oh, my God.
Do you think that they will try to do their weird-ass Nintendo shit with their controllers and everything? Or you think
they already
patented
the rumor, right? The rumor for Nintendo's new console is that the entire console is actually, so imagine the Wii U like controller. The rumor is something like that is the console. Then if you want to, you connect it to the actual peripheral on the TV to play them on the big screen. But the actual main console is this giant touchscreen thing in your hand.
I am much less excited.
Yeah.
I was hoping the NX would be like Nintendo realizing, hey, you know all this weird-ass Nintendo shit that we do? That seems really strange.
That we say is like pioneering the industry, and then some people do try to copy it, but it's never as successful because they're not Nintendo.
But no one wants to make games for us because we have all these weird-ass things.
So they go to make stuff for the PS4?
Yeah. So I was hoping the NX would be them realizing, hey, why don't
we
just... It could
be. We still haven't seen anything.
Why don't we just copy... Well, not straight-up copy, but, you know, take some advice from our highly successful Western brothers.
Well, and Sony, which is basically brother.
Oh, yeah. Sony's not Western.
It's Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason people think that is because a patent leaked out. They filed a patent for it. But that doesn't mean that's what their next console is. It just means that they've, like, registered it as their idea.
And no one else can take it.
No one else can do it. So it could be anything. I'm hoping it's good. I want... If people say, like, what console do you play on? And you say, like, I use the NX, and people won't be like, oh, so you only play, like, Mario and Zelda. Like, I want something that could, like, compete with an Xbox One and a PS4.
Yeah, I
want
to have three parties to consider because I'm not big into Nintendo games.
You don't like Zelda and all that?
I mean, I respect Zelda and all that, but I wasn't raised on it like everyone else. I was raised with the PlayStation 1 and 2. And three. And
so you were always a Sony guy?
Yeah.
I mean, was always a Nintendo kid.
I had the only...
And Sega, but they're dead.
The only Nintendo thing I had growing up was the original NES. And I had very little things on it, like the Duck Hunt Mario pack. And, oh, wait, are you kidding? That's the best thing that ever came out on the NES. Duck Hunt was great.
Or Final Fantasy.
I didn't have...
Which Final I don't Fantasy. Like the original Final Fantasy, but it kind of, like... became this ginormous thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, since you have to leave for rehearsal at some point.
Oh, yeah. At some point, I have to leave for that.
You have a couple questions. So we'll do these questions, and then we'll close out.
All right. I just have, like, three of them. Should I mention names? Should I even bother doing that?
Nah, don't do names.
Okay.
Because I know who these are all from, or I'm assuming anyway.
Okay. How is the studio? What future plans do you have for the podcast? Let's start with the studio.
Yeah, let's do one question at a time. So we are in a bigger studio than we were in last time. This is the size of an actual room, unlike the other one, which was a closet.
Yeah, the other one was very, very, very tiny.
This is at least twice as big.
And well lit, I got to say. And there's a piano here in here with lots of knobs and things that I don't know what they do.
And giant speakers.
And
which one of them is broken, but hey, man, you take what you can get.
I like it in here.
I do like this too.
If you're feeling adventurous, you can compare this podcast to podcasts like a couple weeks ago.
And see if you notice a difference between recording at home and recording here.
And then you can tell us.
I actually got a message from someone and they said, for last week's episode, they said, dude, that sounded really good.
Yeah, of course it did, because we're great.
Yes. anyway, what's next?
What's next? I combined those two because they were from the same person and the same message. What future plans do you have for the podcast?
We've talked about this before. I think it's been a few weeks since we've talked about it, where, like, if I could do anything with this, it would be to use it. I guess a website. Yeah. A website would be kind of the next step to take this in. That's just a very large commitment that I just do not have the time for right now.
Yeah. Just, focusing on the podcast, I've got to say that I want to have, like, more rigid, like, segments. Like, we started doing the little skits at the beginning that I think are fun. And if we've always had news, but if, you know, good news.
Yeah.
But if we had, like, another segment or something that we can fall back on every week.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of rambling, because rambling works sometimes and other times it doesn't. So to have, like, things so people know what to expect. I go to Michael Beverly's podcast for or my favorite thing that Michael Beverly's Unnamed podcast does is the thing that we do every week that we haven't done yet.
I also want to get back into, we only did it twice, and I want to do it more. I want to get back into streaming. I don't know if I want to stick with Twitch or switch to YouTube Gaming since it's a new platform, but we did it twice, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and I've wanted to use like our YouTube channel more and use more video content and have something else to publish other than this, because I think that's another thing that we need to do if we wanted to make this bigger. We have to publish more content every week.
Yeah.
So now that, like, eventually we're going to have time to do it.
Oh, and I'm going to put out a job listing here on the podcast.
Oh, okay. For with what? We have no money.
Well, a volunteer listing on the podcast.
Okay.
So, does anybody want to, like, be PR? Like, public relations? Like, advertiser podcast? Because we're really bad at it. Like I post stuff on Facebook, but like we said, we're busy people.
You know what else we need to do? I was listening to a show, and they said that the best way to increase your audience is to collaborate. But we don't know anyone around here that would, like, be good for that, where we could say, like, hey, we're partnering with so-and-so to make a thing together, which I think would be really, really good for us. But I have no idea how to do that.
Neither do I.
So we'll figure it out. But we are – I don't plan on stopping this anytime soon.
No.
I don't.
No, this is going on for episode probably 53.
At least 53.
We got one more in us at least.
Anyway, do you have another one?
Yes. So what would be your tagline if you had to sell your body for money?
Hey, man, you could do worse.
That was really fast. Jesus, Michael. All right.
Do you got one?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, do you already have, like, a website made?
What do you think?
You could do worse.com.
What do you think Unnamed Ink is going to be? Like, it's just going to be a picture of me. It's going to be like, hey, man, you could do worse.
Okay. How about, I should have read this ahead of time and, like, had some ideas ready.
Hey, man, Jared's not selling $5 footlongs anymore.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, you got to eat.
Holy, wait. Okay, so, like, are they eating you or are they, like, depends on.
It can swing either way. Oh, that can be it too.
Swing either way.
All right, on to the next. God damn. All right, and this isn't a question as much as it is a command.
Okay.
So, Michael, I didn't see this thing, but you got to talk about that artsy-ass anime shit.
Okay, so Tuesday, I skipped all of my classes, and I went to D.C. to go see an anime movie that was only in town for a day.
For one day?
Yep, they had an 11 a.m. showing and a 7 p.m. showing. It was a fancy art house.
Michael, that was on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
They had a one-night showing on a Tuesday?
Yeah. So,
that's weird.
And it was in, like, a art house theater. It was an old warehouse that they converted into a movie theater in D.C. It was actually pretty rad.
Cool. So, tell me more. What was the things?
The movie was called Kizu Monogatari.
Yes. I'm sure you all know how to spell that.
It's based off of a series called Monogatari. I'm going to make this really quick so I don't bore everybody.
Go.
It's based off of a series called Monogatari, which is known for, like, really pretty animation and lots of talking. It's not an action anime. It's like a drama with spices of comedy in it.
Okay, so if you had to compare it to a movie or a TV show that wasn't an anime, what would it be?
Shit. What's a show that has, like, the occasional, like, scene of action in it, but it's actually a lot of talking? Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh, God.
A less political Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is, I'll accept that, but I think people, to hype up their own product or type up other things, compared to Game of Thrones too much. Well, it's like the Game of Thrones of the West. Yeah, or the Game of Thrones.
It's like Game of Thrones with zombies.
It's like Game of Thrones of deep sea fishing.
But anyway, the show, the actual show is about this guy who he used to be a vampire. The whole movie is about how he became a vampire and then not a vampire anymore. And he basically gets roped into all of these oddities that are, that happen around the city that he lives in. Like, one episode is about, like, a girl who has no weight. And so, like...
Does she just float away all the time?
So, like, she, like, jumps off of, a cliff, and she just, like, floats down like a feather because she has no weight.
Cool.
Or one girl who has a monkey's paw permanently attached to her body. Like, stuff like that. And then it's him, like, helping them solve them.
Hey, I got this paw, like...
Well, the... Okay.
Just on my back?
No, it's like it replaced her arm.
Oh.
And the thing is, like, gives her...
What's wrong with that?
It gives her three wishes, and then if she uses all three, then basically a demon, like, takes her soul. Like...
Okay, now I can see the problem here.
Yeah. It's really good. It's very pretty. I don't know where you'd find it. But if you can find it...
Well, apparently they missed that one day that it was showing, so... Have people describe it to you in vivid detail, as Michael just did.
It was very pretty.
Michael, record an entire audio production of that show by memory.
I don't speak Japanese that well.
Oh, God, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it was all subs.
Yeah, subs. How was that?
It was fine.
I've never seen a completely subbed movie in theaters.
That movie, since it's so much talking and not a lot of action, the backgrounds are stunning, but that's kind of it. Like, I saw it with Joe and Steve, and like they were like, "Oh man, it was amazing!" And I was like, "It was just okay," since it's the first part of a trilogy.
So the whole first movie. Come back to that one single theater on a Tuesday night.
I'm
next
going
year?
To. No, we already made plans, and it comes out in the summer.
Okay.
So we're like, yeah, we're going to go back and see the next part. But the... I can't spoil the end of the movie.
Don't spoil the end of the movie.
Kizu Monogatari, I give it like 2.5 out of 4 stars.
4-star system? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure. Right. Anyway.
Well, I guess movies are often rated on the 4-star system. Never mind.
Yeah, anyway.
That's completely valid.
Anyways.
And that is the end of... was that the first segment or the entire podcast?
I think this is the entire podcast this
week. So... That was good. Good job, guys.
Sorry it's so short this week, but again, like we said, this week has been kind of killer, and Marshall actually has to run out of here.
I'm a busy man.
With important busy man things to do.
Man things. I mean... All right.
We'll see you guys next
goodbye,
week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hopefully, if
you've been
a tornado wipe us out.
You've been great listeners.
Goodbye, everyone. Chapter 2, Blood Sausage. I walked through downtown thinking about everything. Should I go back to meet him at 8 p.m.? No, I can't do that. What am I thinking? I'm thinking about him. I couldn't fight it anymore. I had to admit it. I wanted his geriatric 2006 Perez Hilton Jell-O body, and I wanted it bad. But before long, we had a new problem. My lustful thoughts had awoken the purple-headed yogurt slinger in my pants. This walk was getting real hard, real fast. I needed to get home. Luckily, I lived right around the corner. I opened the door and quickly jogged up the stairs, making sure nobody saw the bulging blood sausage I was rocking. I sat down on the couch, and before I could even take a breath, my roommate Nicole opened the door and came out. "What's up, you fat bitch?" she asked. "Not a whole lot," I lied. I had to. I couldn't tell her. "Why are you acting so fucking weird?" she asked. "I'm not," I said. "I met a boy." "Is he cute?" she asked as she made a sandwich. Gorgeous. His face is wrinkled like a beautiful, overflowing flesh toilet, I said. What the fuck does that mean? That's really weird. Nobody fucking talks like that, she said. He's also rich, I followed. Oh, okay, go get that dick, boo, she said. I gazed at the clock. 6 p.m. already? I haven't even gone shopping yet. I rushed to the mall. I needed to get an outfit and get home in time to change. I quickly found a perfect black suit and was on my way home. I Googled him on the train home. I wanted to know everything about him. His Wikipedia page says he's 69 years young. What a magical number. I'd like to find out more about that. It also says that his nickname is The Donald. I'm pretty sure they mean Daddy. I was so excited for our second meeting. I couldn't believe this was happening. I got changed and looked myself in the mirror. You can do this, I repeated to my reflection. I got myself pretty and I headed out. Chapter 3. The Meeting. The walk there was short, but felt like an eternity. I was so nervous for our second meeting. Never in my wildest dreams could I imagine this happening. I reached the building and made my way up the elevator, my heart and meat monster both throbbing more and more with each floor we passed. The elevator rang loud and opened her door like a white girl's legs on prom night. I forced myself to walk down the hall. My legs were heavy, fighting me against every step. I looked at my phone. 7:58 p.m. Just in time. I knocked gently on the penthouse door. The door creaked open and there he was. Handsome as ever, like a giant melting fat carrot with fake hair. He was wearing a gorgeous suit. You look good, he said as I entered the room. He locked the door behind me and asked if I wanted to take a seat. Why did you ask me here? I said as I sat down. You know why I asked you here, he said as he brushed his hand against my cheek, leaving a stream of self-tanner dripping down me. He sat beside me and put his hand on my thigh, caressing me up and down. The only thing I knew was that I wanted to ride the elevator to the top of his Trump Tower. He moved closer, putting his cold, dead lips on my neck. I shivered with excitement. His hands felt like an old, dried-out gingerbread house. I was in love. I should tell you something, he breathed onto my neck. Tell me later, I said as I reached for his pants. Fine. But close your eyes, he said. I was reluctant, but obedient. I unzipped his pants and touched his cold, scaly thighs. I opened my eyes as I grabbed his thick, long... tail? What? Donald Trump is a fucking reptilian? I screamed and let go of his tail. His neck flared up like that dinosaur on Jurassic Park. You know which one I mean. He hissed and leapt for the window, leaving behind nothing but broken glass and shattered hearts. Chapter 4. Bet you didn't expect that. The end. Or is it?